Hey everyone, it's Carmita, and welcome to Missing in the PNW. Hey guys, so welcome back. This is going to be episode 404, last episode for Hispanic Heritage Month. And this episode is actually going to be a little different from my past episodes. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you guys a new case today. So new missing person that you guys haven't heard about. But I also wanted to go back and kind of just like, I don't know if remind is the right word. I don't really have follow-ups, but I guess reintroduce some cases that I did for Hispanic Heritage Month when I first started the podcast 2 years ago. So I'll get to those. And then I think for now, I'll give you guys, like I said, the new case, and then we'll go from there. So today we're going to discuss the missing person case of Pedro Brito. And so Pedro's been missing since May 9th, 2021 from Wenatchee, Washington. Wenatchee is a 5-hour drive from Portland. Guys, it is like far. Oh God, I think it was like 6 or 7 hours. I went to Wenatchee once, and that was with my first husband back in like, I think 2019. He owned a detail business. So like we went to go trade a car or something. But yeah, it was a long day that day. Wenatchee is really pretty though. Even like getting over there is really pretty, but it's like literally right on, I think like the border of the northern part of Idaho. But yeah, it's far from Portland. It's really far. So there was some reports. This is kind of where things gets a little like muddled. There was two different reports. One was that Pedro was last seen leaving his house in Wenatchee. Another one was that he was last seen at the ski resort. So the day after he was reportedly seen at his house, they actually found his car at this ski resort. So I think that's where the mix-up goes in, is like somebody probably said like, yeah, I saw him leaving his house. And then another person was like, well, I see him at the ski resort. So I can kind of see how that would get mixed up. What's weird though is when they found his car, they had like, the cops had did like a, I'm going to put it in air quotes if you guys, since you can't see me, air quote, like a massive search. I don't know what the extent of that search was. I know it was weird. The wording of it, guys, lately I've been having like really, the wording of things are just tripping me out. But it says that there was a massive search that was conducted at the resort by humans, dogs, and a helicopter. What that all entailed, I have no idea, but yeah, unfortunately, obviously, that didn't turn up anything, otherwise we wouldn't be talking right now. But the other thing that's weird too is his family actually said that as far as they knew, he'd never been to the resort. Like, I don't know if he just didn't ski or how far, you know, this resort is from where he lived, but they don't even know why he would be there in the first place. So it was really weird when his car was found there. His family also did say that in the days leading up to when he disappeared, he had been acting strangely and being like really paranoid. And then this is another thing. I'm going to go into a rant. Again, you guys know I try to give props to Washington State Patrol because they seem to be on top of their, like, the missing indigenous persons list, the children's missing person, the adult missing person. They seem to be more on top of it because we know Oregon don't do anything. But the problem that I have is on the Washington State Patrol's missing person list, they have Pedro classified as white. And he's not. He's Hispanic. Thankfully, he isn't Namus, and Namus has him as Hispanic. But that's the thing that we talk about all the time, is I'm tired of people mislabeling these victims. Like, he's not white. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing that he's not white, but I'm saying, like, you need to check all your facts and, like, why would you list him as white when he's actually Hispanic? That's some crap that Oregon does, for real. I didn't really expect that from Washington State Police. But anyways, so he is, like I said, he is Hispanic. He's described as a Hispanic man. He's 5'8" tall, weighs 150 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. He may be suffering from a brain injury, but I really couldn't find out more, like, why did they suspect that? Did he, like, hit his head, or kind of what happened to lead up to the whole, like, even thought of him having a brain injury? So I'm not sure on that one. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Pedro, please call the Chelan County Sheriff's Office at 509-667-6851. And I did reach out to Pedro's wife, Sarah. I sent her a message. I'm not even sure she even seen the message. I know she hasn't read it. She hasn't responded. So hopefully I can get a hold of her in the future and we can do, like, an update episode. And I want her to, you know, tell you guys more about Pedro. But for now, guys, that's all I have on him. So the next two cases are literally, like, the second and third cases I've ever done for the podcast. It was, like, my second and my third episodes when I first started in 2021. And I wanted to just kind of give you a refresher on that. Definitely go back to end of September, beginning of October 2021. If you guys haven't listened to these cases, go back and listen to those episodes. I'm not going to tell you everything that was in those episodes. I'm kind of just going to do, like, a quick overview, just to get, you know, their name. And actually, I can't remember if it was one or the other, or if it was both, actually. I've talked to someone, I don't even know how long ago it was. I know it was this year. I talked to someone this year who had information on possibly, you know, what was going on with Gracie. But I haven't been able to confirm anything. I haven't been able, like, I'd really love to talk to her daughter, because I know her daughter has been, like, really into, you know, what's going on with her mom. And Gracie's case in general was just, there was a lot of shady stuff that I believe her husband's involved in. And like I said, just go back and listen to her episode. The same thing for Cynthia. I had, I think it was one of the friends who, they actually messaged me on the podcast and they were like, hey, can you do a case on Cynthia? And I was like, oh, well, I already covered her, but this was, like, back in 2021. And then I asked her if she could, like, get a hold of the parents, because I think she was a friend, and see if, like, somebody would want to do an interview, but I never heard back on that. So I'll keep trying on that, though. So just to give you an overview on Cynthia. So Cynthia went missing 2 days after her 26th birthday. She went missing on July 15th, 2017 from Kaiser, Oregon. Kaiser is, if you guys don't know Oregon, if you're listening out of state or out of country, whatever, Kaiser is, like, a little town that's, like, it's like Salem and Kaiser. Salem is the Oregon's capital. It's, like, a big city. And then there's Kaiser that's just, like, I don't know, 5 minutes north. Like, you literally cross a, not a bridge. You could literally, like, cross a road and go into Kaiser from Salem. Like, it's one of those kind of little tight knit things. So the night that, the morning of when she went missing, she had breakfast, and then that, she had breakfast with her parents for her birthday. And then that night she ended up going to a quinceañera up in Woodburn, which Woodburn is, like, probably 10 or 15 minutes north of, Salem and Kaiser. And she talked to her mom last at around 10:30. She left the quinceañera and actually went to a bar in Kaiser called Tequila Nights, which, actually, I think that club is still there. I was in Salem recently, but I didn't really pay attention. But I'll check if that club is still there. And I mean, they had surveillance video. So they actually saw her on surveillance footage from inside the bar, leaving with a man, and then outside the bar, the outside cameras caught that the car that she left in with the man was a blue Honda Odyssey. His name is Jamie Alvarez Oliveira. He is the number one suspect right now in her case, as far as I could tell. I think a lot of the reports are saying that maybe he went back to Mexico. There's been reports that maybe Cynthia got, unfortunately, like sex trafficked. But we just don't know. But that guy literally is the key to find out what happened with Cynthia. Cynthia, was described as being 5'1", 135 pounds with dark brown eyes and black hair. She has four little kids, guys. And I know in 2017 when she went missing, she had a baby that was just 2 months old at the time. If you have any information on Cynthia, please call Kaiser Police at 503-390-2000. Gracie, Graciela Garcia, she went by Gracie or Chilla. She went missing sometime between 7 p.m. on Friday, November 8th, 2019, and Saturday, November 9th, 2019, from Hermiston, Oregon. So it all started when that Friday night, she was supposed to bring food to her son around 7 o'clock. She texted him. He tried to call her, but it went straight to voicemail. And Gracie's husband ended up taking the food to her son, who was staying at his dad's house. And he took the food and he said Gracie was sleeping. The last time that her phone was pinged was at 12:30 a.m., which would have been November 9th, crossing over the Umatilla Bridge into Washington. That's why I say, like, between 7 p.m. and 12:30, we don't really know what happened, but those are like the last kind of contact times for Gracie. She also wasn't reported missing until Monday, November 11th, which was a whole like, you know, 2-3 days after everything. Even that Saturday, like one of her daughters was like, no, she knew that Saturday something was wrong. And her husband, like I said, Gracie's husband's the one that reported her missing, but her kids from the get-go, guys, her kids were just like, no, something's wrong. Everything was just not, there's a lot of stuff that wasn't adding up. So definitely, like I said, I encourage you guys to go back and listen to those episodes. Gracie is described as being 5'4", she's Hispanic, 140 pounds with blonde hair and brown eyes. And if you have any information on the disappearance of Gracie, please call Hermiston Police Department at 541-567-5519. And I almost didn't even want to give you guys that number because there was talks that Gracie's husband was in with the cops in Hermiston. Like, I'm telling you guys, you need to go back and listen to her episode because her episode was crazy. And I'm just going to say it. I know her husband has something to do with her disappearance. I'm just going to say it. I'm not even going to lie. So go back and listen to that. And that's it. I just wanted to bring, you know, awareness, give a refresher on Cynthia and Gracie. And then we got Pedro, and hopefully I can get a hold of Sarah and see if I can get more information. So let's see, we're done with Hispanic Heritage Month now. So we're going to jump right into Native American Heritage Month. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff for Native American Heritage Month that you know I do. So we're going to jump straight into that. So until next episode, guys, just remember, have fun, but be safe.